Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Ah, Henry, just the man.
Ah, good morning, Matthew. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. Now, I don't know if Mike's told you yet, but I'm going on holiday as from next Monday.
Oh, I see. Are you going somewhere nice?
Scotland.
Oh, Scotland. Now, that's not the warmest place to go.
No, but I'm sure the hotel won't let their guests freeze to death.
Well, no, of course they won't, but how are you going to get there?
Oh, I'm driving up.
Oh, gosh, that is a long way.
Yeah, well, I'm sure I'll manage.
And how long are you going for?
2 weeks.
Oh, that's great. Well, I hope you have a good time.
Well, yeah, I'm sure we will.
Oh, and may I ask, who are you going with?
Yeah, it's Yaz, and she's the one who chose Scotland.
Well, I'm sure you'll have a wonderful time. And do send me a postcard, won't you?
What?
Matthew, I was only joking.
So, is that all right with you, Helen?
Yeah, of course it is. You go and have a lovely time.
Oh, thank you. And I'm sure I will.
So, have you been there before?
No. Have you?
Oh, yeah. We went to Edinburgh once. It's a fabulous place.
Oh, I'm hoping we can go there. Maybe for a day or something.
Oh, you'd love it. There's so much to see. So, tell me, where are you staying?
I don't know that yet. Matthew's organising it all.
Oh, well, I'm sure he'll choose somewhere good.
Well, I hope so.
Right, well, we'd better open up then.
I'll do it.
Oh, okay, thanks. And then, can you work in the kitchen with Millie this morning?
Yep, that's no problem.
Morning, Penny. Where are you off to?
Oh, Mike, why am I always with Tina?
Well, because you seem to get on with her best.
Do I?
Well, yeah. All the other staff moan about her all the time.
Oh, do they now?
Well, not directly to me, but I know what's being said.
But I always seem to be with her.
Look, are you complaining? Because if you are, I need to mention it to Matthew.
No, it's all right, but... Oh, okay, I suppose she's not that bad.
Good. Well, have a good morning then.
Thanks. Right, I'm off. I mustn't keep Tina waiting.
Oh, Penny...
Oh, hello. I was wondering where you were.
Oh, I was talking to Mike, that's all.
I see. Is he all right?
Yeah, he's okay.
Well, I was talking to James earlier, and he said that Mike was going on holiday. So does that mean you're going with him?
No, he's not going on holiday. Neither of us are.
Well, that's what James said. I'm sure he said it was Mike.
Well, he's not, and I should know.
Wonder who it is then?
Well, I doubt if it's Matthew. And Henry's only just joined us, so he won't be able to take a holiday. Yeah, I wonder who it is.
Penny, Mike's not leaving us, is he? Okay, sorry.
Well, you know he's not.
I don't know. Anything could happen round here. I still haven't heard when Jim will be back.
Oh, he's not coming back.
Isn't he? So who told you?
No one. I just made it up. You can't believe everything you hear, Tina.
I know that. Remember, I am doing the course, and that covers all staffing issues.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, how some people aren't as... Now, how shall I say this? That some people tell you what they think you want to hear, rather than what's actually the truth.
Really?
Yes, it's all very interesting, isn't it?
So when do you finish this course? Because you've been doing it for ages.
Oh, it won't be long now. But you see, I left it for a bit, so I have a few more weeks to do. And then I've decided that when this one is finished, I'm going to do another one.
Oh, and what's that one going to be about?
Dealing with staff to correct the balance at work.
What? And what does that entail?
Oh, don't worry, Penny. I know it might seem all a bit too complicated for you.
It doesn't sound complicated, it sounds stupid. If they want balance at work, they should put you with people you like and get on with. That's it. End of story.
Well, I know that.
Do you?
Yes, of course I do. It's already been covered in my course.
So, do you like working with me?
Yes, of course I do. I asked to work with you, if you must know.
Did you?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Yaz is going on holiday with Matthew to Scotland next week.
Oh, how lovely. That's one of my favourite places.
Oh, have you been there then?
Oh, yes, several times. But I must admit, I've only been there in the summer, not in the winter months.
Oh, well, I'm sure they'll have a lovely time.
I must tell you at some point about a trip to Dundee I had. Oh, it was hilarious.
Oh, yeah, you must. But now, getting back to Yaz, I think it must be getting serious if they're going on holiday together.
Or they're running away from someone.
Or they're planning to get married.
Oh, what a wonderful thought. Oh, it's a pity we wouldn't be there, though. You don't know where they're staying, do you?
Ah, oh, Henry, have you seen Matthew?
No. Have you checked his office?
Yeah, he's not there.
Well, can I help? Is it something important?
Well, it's a customer. She wants to see the manager.
Well, couldn't you deal with it?
Well, no. She only wants to speak to the manager.
Oh, well, as I'm the manager, I'll go and see her.
Oh, sorry. I just thought Matthew would be best. She's very upset about something.
Okay. So, where is she?
Customer services.
Okay, I'll go and see what's wrong.
Well, I'll come with you if you like.
Well, you don't have to.
No, it's all right. I've got to go that way anyway.
Oh, look at those two. They look like they're on a mission. Penny, can you ask Mike later what was wrong? As look, neither of them look that happy.
Okay, I will if I remember.
Oh, Penny, you really should keep up with what's going on in the shop.
Why?
Because, well, I don't know. Just so you know what's going on. That's all.
But I don't want to know.
But I do. You see, these are my natural managerial instincts coming out again.
Are they?
Yes. Now, come on, Penny. You could learn a lot from me, but you do need commitment. And what's the other thing they say? Oh, yes, you mustn't give up.
Oh, that's what they teach you, is it?
Yes. As a manager, you need resilience, dedication and compassion.
And you think you have those skills, do you?
Yes, of course I do. I wouldn't have been accepted on the course if they didn't think I had them.
Tina, it's an online course. How in the hell do they know what you're like?
Because I had to write about myself. That's why.
Oh, of course. How silly of me.
Ah, and that's another skill you need, Penny.
And what's that?
Ingenuity.
Well, I'm impressed. You dealt with that very well.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I thought at one point she was actually going to hate you.
Well, no, I didn't think that would happen, but yes, she was very annoyed.
Well, she's a happy customer now.
Yes, well, that's what we want, wasn't it?
Yep, and as far as I know, we've never ever given away a voucher before.
Haven't you? Well, we used to do it if we felt it was necessary, and I think that that was the only option I had, to be honest.
Well, no, I've never heard of anyone doing that. But, yeah, all right, on this occasion, I think you did do the right thing.
Yes, well, I think so.
Oh, yeah.
And it calmed her down, didn't it?
But I wonder what Matthew will think about you doing that.
Well, I don't see why he should know. He doesn't need to know everything, does he?
No, suppose not.
So why tell him then? The customer left happy, so I can't see that there's any more to say about the matter, really.
Okay, that's what you want.
Well, I mean to say, I gave the customer a voucher, that's all. I didn't give away shares or anything. Look, Mike, I'm not saying tell him, but really, he doesn't need to know everything that I do.
No.
Oh, bye, Mike.
Yeah, bye, Tina. See you tomorrow.
Oh, is everything all right? Because I saw you earlier with Henry, and you both look very stressed about something.
No, everything's fine, thanks.
Oh, good. Well, forgive me for asking, but I heard you were going on holiday next week. Is that right?
No. Who told you that?
I think James did, but I might be wrong.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm not going anywhere. You'll have to put up with me for another week, I'm afraid.
Oh, Mike, I always enjoy working with you. So, do you know who is going away?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, never mind. It was just that if it had been you, I'd have wished you a happy holiday.
Well, it's not me. And if you have a problem with anything, you need to go and see Matthew.
Mike, I don't have a problem. Oh, I wish I'd never said anything to you now.
Well, I think the best thing for you is to look at the rotor on Monday when everybody else does, and then you'll know who's going away, won't you?
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.